My name's Felicity Boardman, and I'm a professor at Warwick Medical School and the lead researcher on the research project behind iDNA. iDNA is an art installation that's been developed directly out of research findings, so it's the result of an interdisciplinary collaboration between the arts and sciences. My research explored the views and experiences of families living with a wide range of genetic conditions and asked them to comment and reflect on the rapid expansion of genomic medicine, which is currently underway. In particular, I asked them about the moves towards genetic screening of the whole population, because such screening would identify genetic carriers or people who could pass on genetic conditions even if they don't have it themselves. Because this type of screening can influence the sorts of reproductive decisions that are made now and in the future and could ultimately reduce the number of people being born with genetic conditions. And the research revealed a really complex mix of views and attitudes, but overwhelmingly what came out of the research was the perspective that life with a genetic condition could be simultaneously hard, but also immensely fulfilling. And it really calls into question the medical view of disease as something to always be cured, removed, or eradicated. iDNA, the installation, draws on the idea of journeys and travel through life, and visitors enter it through an airport-style scanner. They are firstly met by a metal sculpture of a DNA helix, that iconic image. However, this helix is denaturing or coming apart and is being weighed down or pulled apart by baggage items placed all over it. These items represent the genetic baggage that we all carry, whether we realise it or not, and the bags represent the four colours of the DNA nucleotides. Around the sculpture are two monitors, and these play iDNA soundscape and visual content. The visual content is a series of filmed portraits of faces, and they appear on the screens alongside facts about genetics. And finally, direct quotations from participants in the research are spoken and sung into the installation space, poignantly bringing home to visitors the human voices behind the conditions and their very human experiences of their lives with genetic differences, as well as their perceptions of the current and future capacities of genomic medicine. Indeed, their stories invite all of us to consider the value that we assign to different types of lives with contrasting genetic makeups, and to think about the future society that genomic medicine could create.